one of the country's most famous defamation lawyers, Paul Tweed. Paul, we brought you on to talk about the Rebecca Vardy versus Colleen Rooney trial, wending its way through the courts at the moment. At the outset, this appeared pretty straightforward, but it's not looking that way at the moment at all, is it?
No, absolutely not, Philip. I mean, certainly, so far as the case is concerned, it's a tabloid dream. I mean, it's been creating headlines and news for the Red Tops beyond their wildest dreams.
And the mid-morning radio shows, it has to be said as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bit of a light relief for some of the lawyers as well here, but I obviously can't talk about the actual case itself because it's a live case and sub judice. But the basic principles involved are interesting in that the costs alone in this case are eye-watering. I mean, we're talking about £1 million-plus sterling on either side. And not dissimilar to Ireland, in England, all costs are not recoverable by both sides. So the taxing master, you know, may only allow, say, 70% of the actual costs. And so it means that no matter who wins and who loses, there's going to be a six-figure deficit in costs. And that's an important factor to bear in mind, because in Ireland here, we have been debating at length, and the Minister for Justice has produced a defamation bill that it's been focusing on the high level of jury awards in Ireland. But interestingly, this case is being tried by a judge alone. It has been run under the 2013 Defamation Act, which is supposed to be the template for all other countries to follow. And yet, you know, we have a situation where the financial implications of the case, regardless of the outcome, are going to be astronomical.
So
the legislation hasn't done much to stop that.
Would I be correct in assuming then that it would be open to the judge to say, hypothetically, because I know you don't want to be drawn into specifics, but hypothetically, Rebecca Vardy, yes, I see that your reputation was somewhat diminished by Colleen Rooney, but I'm only going to award damages in the order of £1, and you have to pay your own costs. You each have to pay your own costs, which would be an awful punishment on both of them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you're sort of referring back there, Philip, to the Albert Reynolds case many, many years ago against the Times, where he was awarded £1. No, I don't know. As I say, I can't comment and I don't want to comment in this specific case, but that sort of outcome is very, very unusual. I mean, normally, you know, people were debating a similar potential scenario in the Johnny Depp case that he brought against the Sun. But invariably, particularly where a judge is sitting alone, I mean, and this is a very experienced judge, you know, she will know exactly what she's looking for in terms of the evidence. And I don't really see that sort of scenario happening. But who knows? At the end of the day, what you know, mustn't be lost sight of is the fact that the legal costs here are the main financial burden, rather than the actual award of damages. You know, really, at the end of this, a lawyer talking, I act for both newspapers and for plaintiffs, and I'm sort of, I always have to keep swapping my hats around and trying to remember which side I'm acting for at any given time. But, you know, it's very, very hard to, you know, to recognise and justify maybe the level of costs involved in these types of cases.
That, both representing plaintiffs and defendants, means that you're absolutely perfectly positioned to answer my next question, because I think people might keep on forgetting in this particular case that it was Rebecca Vardy who brought the action, given how badly things are going for her again. So let's leave the specifics of this case aside, and let me just ask you, if it was the case that a plaintiff did not do very well at all in setting out their case, that midway through that the defence might say, look, you know what, there's not much point in us running a big defence here. This person has shot themselves in the foot. Let's just keep our powder dry and not aggravate the judge.
Well, and that's a strategy that's been adopted many times over the years, so you're absolutely spot on with that. And, you know, they may even try, you know, not in this case, but in cases of a similar nature, you know, we have tried to go for a direction to get a dismissal, you know, through the case on the basis that there is no evidence to support the claim. This is a bit, you know, these cases tend to be more complex and have a lot more meat to them than perhaps the public realise. And it's really only the trial judge and the lawyers involved who have the full oversight or overview in knowing what is actually going on. And that's why we quite often get, we can be surprised at the last minute as to a particular finding. It's just interesting that, I've been in this game for about 40 years now. And, I sometimes always think back to the good old days where you had the big libel actions, involving six, seven figure sums. And I'd sort of taken the view that those days were long gone. And particularly in England, with this legislation and the general view that jury awards are far too high. But, here we've got several big cases just in a row. I mean, the Depp case was a prime example, and then followed on by this one. So we're almost, turning the clock back here. And going back to where we were.
Do the addition on this for me, will you? Get out your back of an envelope and your calculator. What's the bottom line here?
Well, there's going to be several million involved, several million plus involved in costs alone.
Damages. Now several million technically can be 2 million up. Can you be a bit more specific? I mean, are we talking 5-6 million?
Well, I certainly think it'll be 2.5 million upwards. As I say, the courts or the taxing master will pare a lot of it back. But you've got to bear in mind, particularly because of the Defamation Act in England, there are quite a few preliminary hearings running up to this case. Now, they're good in one sense in that, in theory, they knock down the substantive trial time. But, the reality is that, any time there's a legal issue, lawyers have to get paid. And that is one of the reasons that these costs are rising so high in England, which we're not exposed to as much in Ireland. Ireland, the concern still seems to be focused on the high jury awards. And I'm fairly neutral in that. I mean, I'm comfortable whether it's a judge alone or a jury in most cases. But, it's the actual procedures that are running up and have the financial implications.
2.5 million, though. Paul Tweed, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Now, Brian McDermott is on a mission to get us all back eating fish after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.